Hey, everybody, it's Rick. Welcome back to the Nomad Pastor Podcast. Hey, like I told you, last episode, Rob's busy with work. And so we're just going to, veer off a little bit from the parables and we'll pick them back up when he's able to rejoin. And so what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about understanding the Bible. I think that sometimes the Bible can be confusing. Sometimes we don't understand what is being said, verse to verse. And so what do you do when you don't understand? What do you do when you're confused? And, I think this is something that everybody goes through. When I read the Bible, it was super hard for me to understand. And, the reason for that, and I've mentioned this numerous times, but I grew up in Utah, and I honestly never knew there was a translation other than the King James Version. I thought that was it. There was no other Bible. It was King James, right? And if I'm being honest with you, I don't speak King's English. Neither did Christ. Neither did the disciples, right? But I don't understand it. And for that reason, the Bible, it just didn't make sense to me. But, after getting other translations, I started to understand the words, right? I got the first really translation that I understood was the NLT, the New Living Translation. But I still needed to understand what I was supposed to be learning, right? And at the end of the day, I believe that the main message, the bottom line of the gospel to me is clear, right? And in the interest of time, I really thought about how to kind of bring this down to the simplest form, like, what's that one-liner, right? When you're in corporate America, it's like, what's that, one-line story? What's your 2 minutes, message, right? And so for me, that one-liner is the message of Scripture. It's about God's glory in our redemption through Jesus Christ. That's it. God's glory in our redemption through Jesus Christ. So as I've been doing research about this, I've found lots of different points of view about the main message of the Bible, but they all have the same underlying theme. And what I think sums them up is that we have to focus on the main thing, and that main thing is what Jesus has done for you and me and how we can live our lives to please him. That's the main thing, right? And so when you're reading the Bible, that's the main thing that's the main theme that you have to focus on, right? What Jesus has done for you and me and how we can live our lives to please him. And in 1 Corinthians 15, 3-5, it says, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, so that he was buried, then he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. You see, once we know how to focus on the main thing, right, that Jesus died for our sins, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day, right? That's when I say what Jesus has done for you and me and how we are to live our lives to please him, right? That's what he did. So when we focus on that main thing, I guess I should say to focus on that main thing, we have to search for the truth. And I don't mean this, 2023 crap of your truth or my truth, or that's not true for you, but it's true for me. That's all lies that we tell each other, right? It's lies we tell ourselves. I mean the truth. And when we have a problem, when you have a problem, when you have a question about life, when you have a question about faith, the Bible should be your first resource, not your last one. It should be the first resource you turn to, not the last one that you use because you've tried everything else. When you have a question about what a particular scripture means, the best place to find the answer is the rest of the Bible. You know, that's why there's cross references, right? Find a good cross reference Bible. It will do you wonders, right? You know, during the Reformation, right? Martin Luther, there was a man, his name was Martin Luther. He led the Renaissance of biblical understanding, for lack of a better term, right? And so in that Renaissance, and there's a book out called The Proclamation Reformation. It's amazing, right? But it's about Martin Luther's life. There were three souls that they spoke of, right? Grace, faith, scripture. One of the important principles of scripture was that scripture helps you interpret scripture. Think about that, right? Because just a minute ago I said the best place to find the answer to scripture is the rest of the Bible, right? If you're reading the Bible and you got a question, the best place to answer it is the rest of the Bible. And what Martin Luther told people was one of the most important principles of scripture was that scripture interprets scripture. So as you seek to understand what a particular passage might mean, you have to first look at the broader context of that scripture. The truth will be found as you see what the message of the whole Bible is teaching you. So, you know, an example would be, you know, there's a statement in the book of James, right? And that statement in the book of James is faith without works is dead. That's a pretty, on the surface, it could seem like a pretty damning statement, right? And some people have taken this to mean that faith by itself is not enough, that somehow you have to earn your salvation, right? Because he's saying faith without works is dead, so you got to go earn your thing. But that's not what it's teaching, right? The broader context of scripture makes it very clear that we are saved by grace alone through faith alone. There's plenty of scriptures that say that in John, in Ephesians, in Romans. So if we look at just this, you know, faith without works is dead in James, what does this passage mean? Because it doesn't mean you have to earn your salvation. But what it's saying is if you haven't changed, if your faith isn't alive, and if that faith that you have in Christ has not changed you, it's not real faith. Let me say that again, because I think some people may have a problem with it. Your faith in Christ should change you. It should change you to a point of wanting to go build the kingdom, to do good works. What James is telling us, if your faith didn't cause you to step out, that your faith is not real, that it is not alive. He's not saying you need to do works to earn anything. He's saying that at this point in your walk, if your faith in Christ doesn't get you out of the chair to go do something, it's not real. It's not that you have to add works to your faith. I'm just trying to make that clear. You don't have to do works. You don't have to add works. But those works are a measure of whether you really have faith or not. So that probably sounds harsh. There's probably going to be people who disagree with me. But that's okay, because I don't want you to take my word for it. I want you to read your Bible. Don't take my word for it. Take the word of God's. So if you take the word of God's, right, if you search for the truth in the book of truth. That's what the Bible is. It is the book of truth. It is the best, most honest book there is. Regardless of what you believe or not, it is. It's the book of truth. But we have to also be aware that there are people who are going to try to distort that truth. They're going to try to twist Scripture to whatever way they want. For as long as there has been a church, for as long as there has been a Bible, there have been people anxious to twist the Word of God for their own success. And at the end of the day, for as long as, like I said, there's been that church, there's been this problem, we need to be alert. And the best defense against them is understanding the Word of God correctly. And the only way you're going to understand the Word of God correctly is to be in the Word of God, to be intimate with the Word of God. So if you want to understand the Bible, get in it. Right? 2 Peter 3:15 and 16 says, "Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. Just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him, he writes the same way in all of his letters, speaking in them of these matters. His letters contain some things that are hard to understand, which ignorant and unstable people distort, as they do the other scriptures to their own destruction." See, to help us look at this, right, we need to know another principle from the Reformation, right? And that other principle is that Scripture doesn't contradict itself. If someone tries to convince you that a passage of Scripture means something, you know that another passage contradicts, that's a red flag. This huge red flag should go up, right? Because you're like, but I don't understand because this other Scripture says X, Y, and Z. Scripture can't contradict itself. It doesn't. And you may find that another group or a teacher seems that they only want to teach about very specific things in the Bible, that they seem to only teach on scriptures that bring them to whatever that thing is they're preaching about, right? If that thing is not salvation in Christ, that's another red flag, right? Instead, what you should, you know, if they're teaching, this is what you should eat, or this is what you should do during the end times, or if you want to be rich, do this. What day of the week should you go to church? Should you go 5 days a week? If it's teaching anything other than the salvation of Christ, that's an unbalanced teaching. And at a very, very minimum, it should make you suspicious of the person teaching it. You know, because when you're confused by Scripture, when you're confused by a particular message, remember that you don't have to do it alone. Go to other trusted, mature Christians. Go to your pastor. And if you don't have a pastor, you know, or you're struggling to understand, reach out. Right? Send us an email at hello@nomadpastor.org. We will help you find a pastor in your area that can help you. It's important that you don't go through this alone. You know, we are taught in Scripture that we need people, that we need leadership, that we need mentors. We can't do this alone. God didn't mean us to be alone. You know, one of the things that I think I enjoy the most is when somebody asks me a question about the Bible, because it instantly tells me that they're actually reading their Bible. Now, there's a very good chance I'm not going to have the answer, right? I'm not a theologian. I've talked about that. I didn't go to seminary. I didn't go to Bible college, or, you know, I didn't do all these things, right? But I promise that I'm going to help you work through and find the answer. I'm going to help you try to understand it. I'm going to help you find somebody who can help you understand it. You know, just remember when you go buy something, there's always a manual. Always. It's especially important to have that, like, instructions, like installation instructions or the manual. If you have no idea how to install it, you have no idea how to set it up, or you've never used that, whatever it is you just bought before, And let's be honest, at this stage in our lives, we've all used computers. And most of us have never read the instructions on how to use it. Most of us have never read the instructions on how to use whatever application that you're using, right? I'm recording this podcast on, you know, I've got a pod track, I've got a Stream Deck, I use OBS, I got, you know, some cameras, and I have never read the instructions. We just go do it. But what happens when you don't know? I mean, for me, I'll go search online. I'll search user guides. I'll search knowledge articles. I'll search everything I possibly can to figure out what I need. Well, that's what the Bible is, right? The Bible is our God-given user manual. This manual is here to inform us about who we are, about what we can do, about how we can achieve great things through Christ. The biggest question is, do you value this manual? This book of truth, do you value it enough to read it? Do you really want to understand it? Because if you do, God will help you. If you really want to understand it, you also can't do it alone. You can't. Nobody can. I couldn't. Man, when I started reading the Bible, I asked any person that I knew, what does this mean? What does that mean? Because it's broken down into books and chapters and verses. And what I had to realize is that these were letters that were written. The chapters and the verses were put in there way after the fact so that it would be easier for people like us to read it. So it'd be easier for people like us to reference it. Go to John 3:16, right? Those were done after the fact. So when you're looking at it, that's why I think it's so important to be cautious about cherry picking scripture, right? I think you probably heard me say before, you got to look 20 before and 20 after in the context of what was going on at that time. You can't just pick one scripture and go, this is what it means. So I'll end this by saying, as long as we remember to keep the main thing, that's going to be good enough. And that main thing is simple. You know, the main thing, if I was to condense it, I said it at the very beginning, God's glory in our redemption through Jesus Christ. And I will add, you know, through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. You have to acknowledge him as Lord, right? We did a podcast about that. And if you do, it's going to be better. Look, if you're struggling understanding what's going on and you don't have a pastor, send me an email. If you got questions, send them to me, right? Rob and I will go through them. We'll figure out how do we answer. Tell us where you're located. Not like your address, but just, you know, hey, I'm in this city. And we'll help you find a good doctrine, you know, theological place, a good Christian church to go to in your area that will help you answer your questions. Send us a message, hello@nomadpastor.org. Again, this is Rick with the Nomad Pastor Podcast. I appreciate you guys listening. If you need anything, send me an email. Remember, you can subscribe to whatever podcast platform of choice that you want. And until, you know, next time, have a blessed day. Thanks.